Hello. Are you good?
Am I what?
You
Yeah. It's just gonna happen. I'm sick. I'm gonna cough.
good?
It's gonna happen. I
Sam might have asthma.
might have asthma. We'll find out in May. Stay tuned for that one.
It's so far away for you to find out if you have asthma.
You're not gonna be in town for 2 months. There's not much else I got for it.
Fucking crazy. Shan's leaving us. Not really.
Well, not really. I'm gonna still do these calls every week. I've in fact said, hey, I need to be off earlier on Thursdays for these calls. So I'm not leaving you anymore. We don't like record these in the same place anyway.
Shan's leaving us. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into about an hour. We're just chatting now. My name is Oscar. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host and best bud.
Shan.
How art thou, Shan?
Other than this thing going on, I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
Excited
Doing pretty neat.
to experience some different surroundings for a couple of
Yeah.
months.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Change of scenery is
Change of scenery.
why did the word change of scene, that like the phrase change of scenery, just decide to like hop out of my brain for a second there?
It didn't, I don't know. Maybe it's not gonna be a change of scenery. Maybe like it's gonna be like the same scenery in a different, like, like the same font, like same person in different font, same scene in different font. Yeah, it'll just be the same font, same scene in a different font.
I thought you've been there already.
I have. It's not terribly different. I mean, it is different, but it's not terribly
It's not more
busier.
tree. It's not more tree-ish because it's NorCal.
Not Sacramento.
Oh, that sucks.
Sacramento's more LA, to be fair.
Ew.
It's like halfway in between, so it's a lot more buildings.
That sucks.
But it tries to do it in like an OC way, if that makes sense.
It
Like
doesn't. What do you mean?
it tries to have like the buildings instead of being like cold and like gray colored, they'll be like that red brick.
Oh, okay.
But they're still just there everywhere.
Yeah.
They're just red brick buildings instead of it. And it's like, I mean, it only can do so much. So.
Does that seem like a why is that the capital?
I don't know. Gold Rush?
Oh, I guess, huh?
Still gold in the Sacramento River. Not a lot, but there is. Do you
Why
ever go
is Sacramento?
because it has the Capitol building. It's just gonna tell you because it has the Capitol building. Every
Apparently,
so often, I'm just gonna turn off my mic.
it wasn't originally. Originally, it was a city called Benicia, but it eventually ended up being too small
That's fair.
to serve as the capital city.
Where's
So
Benicia?
Benicia? I don't
Yeah, we,
know.
I wanna know.
Benicia, California.
No, it's up there too.
Like right on the coast of some sort of bay.
Yeah, this is the it's like this is the San Pueblo Bay and Susan Bay. Suisun. Nope.
Where the hell even is that? Oh, okay. It's
It was
like
like,
in between Sacramento and San Francisco, kind of, in a way.
yeah, over closer to like Oakland and the
Yeah.
Grizzly Island Wildlife Area. See, do you see how far on this map I am going to be from Oakland? Does this make you feel better?
No, because it gets worse the more north you go, supposedly.
No. Oakland's real bad. Sacramento was not as bad as Oakland.
Like, worse, like, Stockton is like murder capital of the world in California.
I don't think I'm in Stockton.
No, but like, you're in the vicinity, That's that whole NorCal I don't trust. I'm scared. I don't like it.
I mean, you can come visit,
It's
check
like,
out for yourself, but I'm good.
it's like Fresno, but like the whole like half of that state is like Fresno. Have you been to Fresno? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I haven't been to Fresno.
Oh
I hate to
my
tell you.
God. There's no way to describe Fresno if you haven't been to Fresno.
Sorry.
It's like the literal like asshole of California. It sucks. And it's very crimey and grimy and not pleasant. Yeah, like I'm sorry, Fresno, like all the hate. Anyway,
Oh, wee.
you'll probably be fine.
I will probably be fine.
But yeah, it like
I usually am.
Benicia looks like it would have been like a much prettier capital. It's like right by the water.
But yeah, that's the thing. It's like it's probably little, I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably like it's like a little beachside town, a little coastal town. Ugh. I scrolled down a little bit and got to my favorite area of California, and now I'm sad because I want to go back. Have I told you about my dream ever since I went to Big Sur?
No.
So after going to Big Sur and staying in the cat a literal cabin again the little in the literal like national forest and just like driving up and down our like that whole like forest national forest coastline area,
Okay.
I really want to become like a fucking park ranger.
Interesting. Would
Specifically
you,
out no
didn't we?
specifically out there though, I want to be
Okay,
go like
no, we did have this
full.
discussion because I suggested you be like the person who lives in the watchtower to watch for fires.
Oh, you did. Yeah, we did
And we
talk
did
about
have, we had a
this.
conversation about that, about like that being a job.
I want to go full Duck Newton and just be a sick ass park ranger and look for spooky things in the Big Sur Forest.
I would love you being Duck Newton in a forest, but you would have to have a skateboard.
And a sword.
No, because the sword was mean. I'm gonna get a sword.
Why are you gonna get a sword?
It's for Ren Faire. It's for Ren Faire.
Is that
I've
just
already
your
bought the
blanket
sword.
excuse?
No, I'm being a soldier, remember?
Oh, I forgot you were a soldier. I was
I
like,
need a
aren't you like.
sword. I need a sword.
I forgot what you were playing last year, but it
As a
was.
fairy.
Yeah, I was like, why do you need a sword?
No. This year, I'm a soldier. I need a sword.
Yeah.
That's just all there is to it. I need a sword. I'm like,
Like,
can't
what
be a
kind
soldier
of
without a sword.
like, is it like a full metal sword?
It is. It looks like it's blunted a little bit, so like I could probably use it for like combat like scenes. My friend found it. Somebody was selling it. I was looking for like a decent price sword. I was like, they're gonna be expensive. They're metal swords. I get it, but like. Any other I was finding on Etsy were like 200 bucks. And I was like, I can't justify a 200 buck sword to do it.
I went to do an estimate at a gentleman's home in Huntington Beach earlier this week.
You have a sword?
Well, he works for Blizzard, the video game company,
That's fine.
the video game developer. And I guess if you've worked there for 5 years, they give you a sword.
Neat.
Yeah,
Wait.
you had fucking just like a giant, like sick ass, like Warcraft sword, like
You said in
mounted.
Huntington Beach?
Yeah.
Okay, delete it out. But what's this gentleman's name? Nope, not who I was thinking. I do have friends who live in Huntington Beach that they work at Blizzard. So I was like, did you meet my friends?
No,
You did
but
not. Because they are not Asian.
have they worked there for 5 years
I
or
don't know
more?
how. I don't know how long, I'm gonna be honest. It's
Well,
like
if
a
they,
lot. I've recently done this really fun thing where I keep reconnecting with people that I knew when I was like 20. And they're really cool. Like they still end up being really super cool and like really like hey, tell me all the way you've changed and really adapted to like any changes that I have. So they're like being super chill. So it's been good for me, but no, it's been fun to meet these people, but it's also just been like an interesting time in my life where I know that these people work at these places, but I also like don't know how long because I've only just barely restarted talking to them. Like
Well, just so you know, if they've worked there for at least 5 years, they have a
they get
fucking
a
sick ass
sword.
sword somewhere.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's like something out of their imagination.
Mean, it's why they work there. They probably
Yeah.
fuck with it heavily.
That's probably.
Man, I want to learn how to like forge swords.
If you could learn to forge a sword, I would buy a sword off of you.
So hard and
Oh, yeah,
requires
100%.
so much like intense equipment and raw material. It's not cheap. Like, it's
It's
not
not
cheap
cheap.
to learn. It's not cheap to practice. Like, it's.
You could join. Bear with me. You could join a Ren Faire guild that is blacksmiths because they would probably teach you. They'd start with like nails and stuff, but might eventually work you up to
There's
something.
never enough nails in the world, Shan.
Never enough nails in the world. Listen, sometimes people just want to, like, especially asexuals, sometimes they just want to be able to nail something.
Well,
Oscar is so done with me.
you know who didn't nail it? These Willy Wonka experience
I
people.
didn't hear about this thing and I'm so excited. Where
You
was
didn't.
this?
This was all over my fucking timeline on Twitter
Yes.
for like days. Dude, it was in Glasgow, Scotland or something like that.
That makes sense.
So
No, it
here's
was
a
not.
An article. Nightmare Willy Wonka experience leaves children in tears and prompts families to call the police. Police in Scotland were called Sunday by unhappy guests who attempted to attend Willy Wonka's chocolate experience in Glasgow. Photos from the event showing the pitiful conditions have gone viral online. House of Illuminati, which organized the events, has issued an apology and claimed it will issue refunds. An event based on one of Roald Dahl's most beloved books was promised a day filled with laughter, joy, and the irresistible allure of chocolate. Was anything but that for attendees. Willy's Chocolate Experience, a Willy Wonka-themed event, was depicted in online advertisements as immersive and promised to create lasting memories and redefine what it means to step into a world of pure imagination. The event, organized by London-based House of Illuminati, was supposed to feature whimsical performances and surprises at every turn, as part of a celebration of chocolate and all its delightful forms. Guests paid about $45 per ticket, Shan, to attend Sunday's event. And when they arrived, they were shocked to find it was nothing like it was described. Shan, the tweet that I sent
I
shows a
saw the
few.
photos.
What do you think? What do you just describe it for our listeners as best, just like as best as you can.
Okay. So it basically looks like, for those of you who've seen the Wonka movie, it looks like the part where he's like starting to imagine where it looks like in like a halfway transition phase of like some things have been rolled out, but most of it hasn't. And it's still the empty warehouse that he start like castle thing that he started with that's dilapidated and falling apart. And he has some things like kind of growing.
Pause.
So it's like if you pause, yeah.
This is supposed to. This looks specifically like the new Wonka I haven't seen, is what you're
No,
saying?
the stage and this floor here looks a little like the new Wonka, but at the end of the Wonka movie, spoilers if you want to see the Wonka movie, at the end of it, he takes the Oompa Loompa, he sings Pure Imagination, and he takes them to this like abandoned castle that's like in ruins, like missing most of the roof, is all completely made out of like stone, just like kind of like that wall that's over there, that stone wall that's in the decor, the backdrop. It's like all that, no windows or anything. And then he's like, using your imagination, like you can see all the things I'm gonna create. And then like it's like the sketch pages like open up and like they're drawing over the top of like visual effects we like of the castle and adding the effects onto it. So it's like it becomes at one point an in-between stage, which kind of looks like this, not really, because these are warehouse walls and you've got an air conditioner that I can see from the ceiling. But like it, like in this movie, it eventually becomes the full, like what it's supposed to be in the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate, or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory scene, where it's all fully put together. But this looks like they like cut it halfway.
Yeah, they like rented like a quarter of this warehouse and we're just like, yeah,
Yeah,
just put
the
some.
second page though has just like the new TV projectors that they wheel in when you're having a movie day at school, and then just like, I don't know, it looks like a Candyland backdrop. Not even Willy Wonka, it
Yeah,
looks
no,
like
that's definitely
Candyland, the
Candyland.
game.
Yeah, that's definitely
Yeah,
Candyland.
and then there's like a science experiment thing that has an Oompa Loompa girl who they probably put a lot of self-tanner on.
Which, by the way, this I 100%. So until I found out that there was children involved, this was the first image I saw of it. And this looks exactly like when you walk into a weed dispensary and they have what's called the dab bar, where they will give you like a free dab of
That's what it looks
concentrate
like.
off of it. And with all the smoke around, I legit, I was like, there was a fucking dab bar at this Willy Wonka thing? What the fuck? No,
It literally,
no.
like two paragraphs away from where you were reading in the article, her costume was the sexy version of the Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, I also sent you a separate
And she had
tweet.
a 15-page script.
Yeah, apparently she had a 15-page script that they and she says they told us to abandon the script. They had this jelly bean room, but they eventually ran out of jelly beans. I was already rationing the jelly beans to three per kid. That was me being generous.
What, why would you? Okay, the
So,
last video. Did you watch the last video in the set of four photos?
yes.
What the fuck is that thing? It's terrifying. It's gonna
It's
haunt my dreams.
apparently called
What is
the
it supposed to be?
unknown, Shad.
Is that in
It's
the
not.
book?
It's. I. Is it in? It's not in the Wonka movie.
It's not in the Wonka movie.
I thought you were gonna tell me about the
Nope.
unknown. Well,
Nope.
who knows? It looks like
Willy
fucking.
Wonka
It looks like a
and
fucking
the
Death Eater from
Unknown.
like Harry Potter movies, doesn't
I
it?
don't know what the fuck that is. Sheepishly. No, I'm not. I'm not finding anything.
It's
What? Like,
literally just
there's
an un
absolutely
it's
nothing.
just an unwarranted jump scare.
It's just apparently they're making a villain called the Unknown, and like Willy
What
Wonka is scared of the unknown? What the fuck is that? That's not true. Willy Wonka like
the
loved
fuck?
the unknown. What is happening? No,
Well,
it's an
who?
A. Okay. Oh. I found a better
Okay.
article
Okay.
from IGN.
Oh, okay.
Let me post it to you. I'm dying.
Let me
That's that,
post
of
it to
course,
you.
everything makes sense now. Everything makes sense now. I'm going to read one line from the second paragraph. No, I'll read both of them. The actor hired to play Will Wonka at the widely panned Willy Wonka Choc Willy's Chocolate Experience event in Glasgow, Scotland, has shared more details about the calamitous ordeal that attendees went through. Comedian and actor Paul Cor Connell spoke about the Willy Wonka event titled Willy's Chocolate Experience during an interview with the British news outlet The Independent. He confirmed ticket holders had a less than golden experience at the attraction, as it featured an AI generated script, an
Here we
unknown
fucking
villain,
go.
and no chocolate.
An unknown villain. So that's where he came from the wonderful brain of ChatGPT.
Oh my God. So he like
So
explains about it. His page was 15 pages of AI generated gibberish of me just monologuing these mad things. The bit that got me was where I had to say, there's a man, we don't know his name. We know him as the unknown. This unknown is an evil chocolate maker who lives in the walls. It was terrifying for the kids. Is he an evil man who makes chocolate? Or is the chocolate itself evil?
The Wonka actor referred to himself as Timothy Charlatan.
Love that. Oh my God. Oh my God. That thing is horrifying. Does
were
nobody
told
proofread?
on the experience to hand out a jelly bean. One jelly bean per child, Cuddle shared. That was what the children got. No chocolate. There was no chocolate to be had at this chocolate factory, which I really think they missed the trick, because if there's ever an event to sell chocolate, I'd say it was this one. But no, they went with a single jelly bean and a quarter glass of lemonade. Dude.
I don't. A 5 minute walkthrough with a single bouncy castle, a rainbow arch, and a bunch of cafeteria tables scattered about an abandoned warehouse. They canceled the event midway through its opening day due to customer complaints, leading to many of its scorned attendees to call the police and demand their money back. The organization later issued a statement on Facebook alerting attendees that refunds were being processed. The organizer and director, Billy Cool, said told STV
Billy
News,
Cool.
it's COULL.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm really shocked that the event had fallen short of the expectations of people on paper. My vision of the artistic rendition of a well-known book didn't come to fruition. For that, I'm absolutely, truly, utterly sorry. Sir, it didn't even like, I don't know how you thought it came close.
That is wild.
Like, I could understand if like people were complaining, but like you, there was not like if every inch of the place was decorated and then people were complaining and you being like, it sucks, man, that nobody like saw my artistic vision and like people didn't understand what I was going for, but like most of that warehouse was blank
I
and you
was
didn't have
like,
enough candy.
how could it be so bad that kids were crying? And then I
It's
saw the
the unknown. It's the
video of
unknown.
the
Yeah. That thing is
fucking guy.
terrifying. That thing
Oh
is absolutely
my
horrifying.
God. This is amazing. This is such a disaster. Dude, the Oompa Loompa dab bar, though. I could have sworn it was a fucking dab bar. I'm such, like, I can't get my mind out of the stoner gutter.
Like, it's awful. It's awful. Plus the mushrooms all around did not help. But AI generate, why would you, if you, this is like the thing of your, to be fair, you didn't have to have a script for this thing.
No.
You literally just could have had, like, spent the money instead of an actor. Instead of an actor for Willy Wonka, you didn't have to have him at all. You could have, like, spent more money on setting up the stuff, like, and making it. God, people are dumb. CEOs are dumb. God.
Ridiculous. Apparently, they've done events
Ridiculous.
before, so like, I don't know how this one
Not good ones.
got away from them, apparently. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess they would have had to do a good enough job that people wanted to come to this one. Do you know?
Man.
Unparalleled immersive experiences. If I look up
Dude.
anything on social media about them right now, Mystique Galas, avant-garde and interactive events, a techno-mystical secret soirees and enchanted retreats.
House of Illuminati is their name.
I'm on their website. There might be careers. Let's go.
You gonna go work for them?
Yeah, maybe we could help them.
Maybe.
There's no photos. Not helpful. Let's see what their careers are right now. There's nothing. There's nothing. They're not hiring anybody.
What? But I can help.
I'm great at immersive experiences.
Are you?
That's what my Ren Faire Guild does. We're considered an immersive experience.
I guess that's true.
It's immersive theater.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's like we pay people pay us and then we send them on quest and we're character actors in it. And the people we send them out to are character actors.
Wait,
And
you
they
get
come back and they
paid?
bullshit. I spent a lot of money into Ren Faire. The money
Yeah.
that we're getting paid is literally making us not even break even.
Mm.
It's mostly I'm doing it because I'm enjoying doing it and
A
getting the
labor
name
of
out there.
it's a labor of love.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, the money, like anybody who is there that day, we all spend money on our costumes, on like added things that we want to have, food for ourselves for that day, water, like all sorts of things like
Is there
that.
food there?
There is food to buy there, but it's kind of expensive. So we as workers can like bring in our own food.
Is it like all like themed yield food, or like is there just like a food truck down the ways a
There
bit?
are some of there's no food trucks, but there are just like food stands that are like nachos and not ye olde. But then there's other things that are more ye olde, like there's Dragon Brew Coffee.
Ye old nacho stand.
The nachos place actually didn't come back this year, but they were there the first year, and I think they were like, this isn't our jam, we're okay. There's the place that does like corn on the cob and like meat on the grill. And they have they'll put a pork, they'll like just take chopsticks and just like stab it into like a cooked pork chop, and then you have a meat like a pork on a stick, and you like eat
That's
it like
dope.
that. It's pretty fun. I like it. It's really good too. And they're pretty neat. Like I said, there's like a few like food places that are there every year, and they have like wooden stands. But like some of like Dragon's Brew Coffee is considered kind of sort of in theme because it's Dragon's Brew Coffee, but I get like the blue raspberry lemonade. So it's like bright blue. It doesn't look.
Yo, the blue raspberry
They just have a bunch of flavor shots.
lemonade.
It's lovely. I'll pour it into my mug and then I'll carry around my mug, but
Lemonade.
this thing sucks and I'm so sad. As somebody who does immersive theater, this is, I'm just like, man. Man,
Yeah,
how'd
you
you
know
like
what? That's
it's not
crazy
that hard
that
to.
I didn't even think about it from that angle. I didn't even think that you had this perspective on it. Yeah, this is like
Yeah.
insulting to you.
It's really insulting to me because we write a script. We're writing a script and quest. Like we aren't using AI at all for this. And so it's really insulting to see somebody using AI to create a script and then not even having the decency to proofread it to like make sure that like, because if you'd proofread it, then you would have like not had this scary unknown. But they didn't proofread it. They approved it, and then they hired somebody and made a costume that's
They
terrifying
did
looking.
not proofread it. One image on the booking site features a number of nonsense words such as carchi tons, which is supposed to be catchy tunes. Sweet teats, likely meant to be sweet treats. Catgicating,
Insulting.
likely meant to be cascading, and exasperdre.
Yeah. It's like, and that's why I'm sitting here. Like, I'm so frustrated. Like, that's not even my part of the doing the interactive theater, but I like you couldn't even write a script. You couldn't even write a script. You couldn't even pay to have a writer write a script when there are people out there who love writing immersive things. I love going to immersive events. I was actually bummed that the bar I went to, the Matterhorn bar I went to, wasn't more immersive. Like it's my jam.
Matterhorn
And
bar.
yeah, I went to a Matterhorn bar last Friday. It's
Supposed to be
Matterhorn themed. It was fun.
like old Alpine
Yeah. And they
themed.
had like two actors running around. One of them who was like, oh, I'm trying to catch a picture of the Yeti on camera. And here's my camera. And I have to save it because it's a film camera. Because then if you take it with a film camera, then nobody accuses you of photoshopping it. And I was okay. And then, like, one actor who was dressed up in a Yeti costume, that the Yeti costume, like, I'll send you a picture, but like, you had the V in the back where it wasn't fully Velcroed shut.
Oh, goddamn.
It was not like, I was like, okay. I mean, they're
Okay.
fine.
It's approaching levels of this though, a little bit.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, but that one was all for adults. It was a bar, it was over
Like,
21. So,
bro,
like,
fucking put your costume
yeah,
on
I was like, but at least it like wasn't gonna make anyone cry or feel like I'm not immersed, like because like we're all adults and we knew they weren't real anyway. We were all there for themed alcohol drinks. Like, could have been worse.
Were the drinks good?
The drinks are pretty good. A little sweet.
Nice.
A little sweet.
What
But
you
good.
get?
They had a, like a butterscotch like
Oh,
old
I'm out.
fashioned.
Nope.
Yeah, it was like Butterfinger.
Oh, Butterfinger. Okay.
Yeah, like Butterfinger had crumbs on the edge. I had another one which I couldn't finish that was like a coffee. I thought it was hot chocolate, but it had a little bit of mint coffee liqueur in it. And I was like, damn it. Why did I order this? I didn't pay attention while I was reading. And then they have a couple mocktails too. They have like an apple pie LMO. They had a bunch of, so what they do, because they only serve their specialty cocktails or they only serve things with their drinks particular. Oh, the Butterfinger one did have peanut butter whiskey, which I was not a fan of.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it was too sweet. It took me quite a bit to go through it. I will say though, they had that the square ice cube and it was completely clear. And props to them for being able to get that thing completely clear. Pretty proud
Oh,
of them for
man, I
that one.
fucking I love funky ice cubes.
It was like the big old squares and it was just
Yeah.
completely see-through. It was so good. I mean, it was fun. It was all the way in Montclair across from the indoor swap meet at that
Why
80s
were
one.
you in the IE?
Because that's where the bar was.
That's
It's not like I
so.
stumbled upon this. I knew about this bar and I booked a reservation.
That's wild.
It was, but I had a lot of friends who came with me.
Oh
We had a
my,
blast. There was a
no,
carnival across the way at the indoor swap meet too. We're like, if this place is a bus, we'll go to the indoor swap. We'll go to the carnival.
don't like heading out yonder that direction.
I will say things.
Did I use I don't know how to use
A
yonder
yonder.
properly
You
anymore.
use yonder. It's fine. I feel like it's accurate.
Oh, I don't like
I
going
like.
over yonder. There you go.
I will for like things, like for something. I won't just go and travel for no reason to them, but I will go for specific things. And that's one of them. A themed bar. It was in the back of that 80s bar. It was real small. Real small. I don't know. We might go back for the Tron one. We might not. It was kind of weird.
Oh wait, so it was like a pop-up?
Yeah, it's a speakeasy that they pop up in the back of this 80s bar, and every like 3 months they change it. So
Oh, I
in May and
see.
June, it's going to be Tron themed, and around Halloween last year, it was Haunted Mansion themed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tron's probably pretty glowy and cool.
Yeah. And the walls were like the windows were all like screens, so like a fake Yeti would come into the window screen, and the ceiling was all screens too. So
That's cool.
it was interesting. And they make like two of every different type of alcohol drinks for the menu. So then whatever alcohol you're really into, there'll be a drink for you.
Peanut butter whiskey, though.
Yeah, no, I like peanut butter whiskey, but I have to have it with the right things, and I was just not having it.
I don't know. I'm not into like dessert style drinks.
Oh, I like sours and I like my drinks a little soury and not super sweet, and I think it's 'cause the alcohol is like already got so much inherent like sugar. And our
Yeah.
metabolite the alcohol metabolizes into sugar too much. My body is just like, no, I want something with this that is not ridiculously sweet. I like drinks with a lot of bitters.
I'm more of a limey drink person. I'm like a lime
That's
flavored
fair.
like
Oh, you'd probably
margaritas.
like the new drink I like then.
I'm like my go-to currently is a tequila mule, which is
Fun.
it's a Moscow mule but with tequila. So it's like lime and ginger beer because I like ginger.
Yeah. You might like, I've been having a lion's tail recently. It
A
is whiskey.
lion's tail.
It is whiskey, but it's also bitters drum, which is like a rum. It's like a Jamaican rum. And a little bit more bitters and then lime. It's really like bitters forward.
I don't know if I like bitters. Bitters are nothing that I've ever drank or
No, that's
ordered.
fair. Next time we go out, I'll see if I can order a lion's tail, depending on where we are. Because it's them not having the dram is a lot of it. Because it's like a specific alcohol. I got it at the packing house at the tiki bar that's there.
The
There's a
tiki bar at the packing house?
yeah, on the outside. It's really neat, actually.
Huh.
It's really cool. They had this thing, they have like a bunch of their like signature like tiki drinks, and then they have this thing
Is
that
it
they
the one that
call
you need a
Healing Adventures.
reservation for?
No, I didn't need a reservation for it.
Okay, well, there's another
I went on
one like
Saturday night.
in that same area. Well, no, I guess it's like a little bit over a little bit, like where like the Anaheim Ice thing is.
Oh, okay.
And you know how they have like a little like downtown Anaheim area there now? There's another tiki bar there called like Strong Water that you only
Oh,
have
yeah,
to.
that one you do. That's next to my favorite coffee shop,
Yeah, and the
Requiem.
Requiem. Yeah, that spot's supposed to be super dank.
I have heard good things about that one. The Packing House one I liked because, like I said, they had something called Feeling Adventurous, and you just tell them, hey, this is the alcohol I like. This is the flavor profile I like. Make me something. And they go.
That's
And that's how I
cool.
got a Lion's Mane or Lion's Tail. I was like, I like whiskey and I want it to kind of be like a sour, but I don't want a sour. And then they brought me back that. And I was like, this is delicious. And had like five.
Helen and I did that. We went to a like this like random little bar in Seattle when we were up there,
I love that.
and it was one of those type of things where they're like, "Oh, we're expert mixologists or whatever.
Sounds
Just
good to me.
tell us what you like, and we'll make it happen." And we're like, "Okay," and they're just like, "Here's your drink," and we're like, "Oh shit, this is fucking
I
fantastic!"
love that. I'm like,
Yeah.
all I have to tell you is the alcohol I like and the kind of flavors I like, and you'll make me something that you feel I will. Sounds great. Me not having to pick something and getting to try something else because I'm not always like, I look at something and I go, I don't know if that looks good. I'm not gonna order it. I'm just gonna order a sour because I know I like it. And so it's nice to like have somebody be like, trust me. I'm like, okay, I trust you.
The big thing though to
It is.
like
It is.
just let go and trust someone with, especially with a drink. I mean, you would hope it's one of those like, if you don't like it, like we'll get you something else, but like
A lot, most times it's not.
it's not, and then you're
Because
just stuck
alcohol is
with a
expensive.
shitty drink. You know what I mean? Like, that's it's a big risk to take,
It is a big
I
risk.
feel. Because, like you said, alcohol is expensive nowadays,
I'll do
and
it once.
everything.
If you fucked up the first one, I'm just ordering whatever the fuck I trust
Yeah,
next. I'm not
no.
ordering another one.
No, I don't think so. But anyway. That's going to do it for us here on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. If you made it this far, we really appreciate you. And don't forget to share the show with a friend. It's the best way that we grow. Tell us what your favorite bevies are over on the internet. You can find me at Knife Life OS, Knife Life OSC. You can find Shan on the internet.
You can find me under my link tree for Adventure Lady.
Other than that, that's going to do it for us here. Until next time, my name is Oscar.
Name is Shan.
This has been 8 hour chat.
And you can still take antlers on a plane.
You should take antlers on your flight
I
next
should not. I
Monday.
don't have antlers to take.
I can find you antlers.
Oh, and get them to me by Sunday night
Yes.
with all the stuff I have to do. I'm not taking antlers on the flight. I'm not taking antlers on the flight. I'll take leather. How about that? Does that qualify? It's also a dead animal.
No. You can't impale anyone with leather.
I'm not gonna. I mean, I don't wanna know if
You
the TSA
can't.
is listening.
You
We're not gonna
can't.
do this. I don't want my leather taken away from me.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Take the antlers.
No.